I appreciate everyone being here. There's something that's very much on my mind that I really want to share with you. It's very powerful to me. I mean, it had a tremendous impact, and it's going to change my Seder totally. I want to share it with you. You just have to bear with me. Usually share like these short thoughts, but tonight I really want to share with you two very powerful messages. The two I want to share with you tonight, and hopefully it'll have a big impact on getting us like in the right zone for Pesach. It's amazing. We were a year ago where we were. I mean, it was last time we did the Haggadah, it was also the middle of the night. I was standing outside of Reuven Tapper's apartment and doing the shiur. Now I'm in my house, in my apartment, giving the shiur. So much has changed, a little has changed. We're still in the middle of the pandemic and we're still in Atto Yoda. But, you know, I'm waiting for the day when we'll be able to be together for the Haggadah shiur, and hopefully that'll be Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. But within the Lazar's house in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, but the Lazar family has always been so gracious to host our Haggadah shiur, and the shiur is dedicated to them in their honor and in the honor of all of you that are with us. So here we go. I'm going to start off telling you these ideas. And if anyone has a pen and paper, I suggest you grab it quickly. So, because I think that what I feel, what I'm saying tonight is my own. I'm just pulling together other people's thoughts, but I feel that it's a super important idea. So join me, my friends. And if you can write it down. I'm hoping it's being recorded. If not, it looks like we're recording. You can listen to it over again and then write it down. But it's kedai to write it down already now if you can. So it'll start like this. The Haggadah says that I might think that the mitzvah sipitzis mitzvah is yachol mei roish chodesh. I might think that it starts with Chodesh Nisan. Talmud Loimer b'yom ahu, it only happens actually on the night of the Seder when we do it. So what's the reason why we have a Hava Mina that we're going to do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Rosh Chodesh? The Rashbam explains because that's the beginning of the Geula. The Geula started on Rosh Chodesh somehow. And I want to try to explain that if I can in a certain way. And as follows, we're going to focus on the number 15. I want to focus on the number 15 for a second. I've done it before, but the number 15, if you look at when we, on the night of the Haggadah, we say, Kama Mailois Toivois. And we say that all this ends up this 15, Ma'ilus Tavis. The number 15 seems to be an important number. And I'll tell you where the Imre Noam says that we also have 15 simanim. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Moitzi, Matza, Moro, Karach, Shulchan, Arach, Tzofen, Baruch, Halal, Nirtzo. It's a 15. There's 15 simanim also. And the Ritzva explains that the 15 that we have is Keneged, the 15 steps that there were in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if you know that there were 15 steps going from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael. The Ezra's Nashim just was kind of like it was a communal area. And then when the Ezra's Yisrael is really where they were doing the actual Avodah. So there's 15 steps. There's 15 steps in the Seder. Now, don't forget the word Seder. That's an important word also. We have a Seder, and there's 15 steps in the Seder. And there's 15 of these Dayenu. Mailois toivois, again the word mailo. So what's going on? Says the Hila Gemara that the moon takes 15 days to get to its strength. There's 30-day cycle in the moon where it waxes and wanes, right? It to wax, to get stronger, takes 15 days. 15 days to go from nothing to everything. And it would appear that that is what's happening on the night of the Seder. And the Leila Seder is Tesvav, the 15th day of the month. And it's the 15th, it's when the moon is the strongest. And we're going from nowhere to everywhere. And it takes those 15 days. Yachol Me'erosh Chodesh means this was the beginning of the process. This was the first step in the process of going from nowhere to everywhere. And it happens on the night of the Seder as we say over the 15. And by the way, I suggest to you to say every single one of them out loud. First you say Kadesh, then you say Urchatz, then you say Karpatz, and you say every one of them. And as you're doing that, you're going up another step. Kama Mailois, there's another step that we're going up. And we're getting one step closer to our perfection, to where the moon is full. That's what we're doing on the night of the Seder. So my friends, we have to explain how this happens. So listen to this. I heard something, and I've been listening around a little bit here and there to different people. I don't remember who I heard this from. And if anyone does know, if you could try to send it to me, not in the chat because I can't read right now when people are, you know, while we're speaking, but if you could send it to me in an email, which is that we start the night eating vegetables, karpas. We end the night eating meat, korban pesach. Well, afikomen is the place of the meat. Ein maftirin achar pesach afikomen. Pesach is the last thing we eat. We start the night eating vegetables. Now, vegetables is usually the food of an animal. Sometimes people make fun of me because I love to eat vegetables. They say I'm not a rabbit because I eat a lot of carrots, or you know, I'm not, you know, that's for animals. Meat is the food for people, not just people, by the way. The Gemara in Pesachim says the only one who's supposed to eat meat is a Talmud Chacham. So meat is symbolic of the fact that we have reached the pinnacle of humanity. A Talmud Chacham. We've gone from being practically no one to being everyone. There's this idea of Adam Harishon. Adam can mean one of two things. Adam can mean Adama, which is the bottom of the earth, or Adame, which means I'm like a Tzelem Elokim, I'm like Hashem. And that's the job we have, to go from Adama to Adame, to go from the lowest to the highest. There's 15 steps. It's a process. And that happens in the night of the Seder, that we're becoming someone great. Now listen to this amazing Chassam Sofer, my friends. The Chassam Sofer says, I heard it from Rabbi Avram Shor. The Chassam Sofer says, you know why there's no bracha in the beginning of the Seder? The same reason why a guy can't make a bracha before he goes to the mikvah, because he's not holding, because he doesn't have kedusha. Until we go through that process, and there's a metamorphosis that has to happen to us on the night of the Seder, and we become great, then we can make a bracha. I want to share with you something I heard from Ramirsky. Ramirsky wrote a sefer, Hegyoni Aloch, and I called him once just to thank him for his beautiful sefer. And he told me this idea. I don't know where he got it from. It could be his own. And he said the following thing. If you look, all the korbanos, they all seem to be describing the same way. It's Rosh, and then Kerev, and then Kro'ayim. And that's, by the way, the animal, that's the way that the animal is structured. There's the head, then there's the stomach, and then there's the feet. The only exception is the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, if you look in the Psukim, the Korban Pesach, when it mentions these three parts of the Korban, it mentions the Rosh, and then the Kro'ayim, and then the Kerev. So why by Korban Pesach are you mentioning the Kra'ayim, which is the knees, the legs, before the stomach? And he said a very deep idea. He said, you know what happens on the Leil HaSeder? Leil HaSeder, we're kind of like being reborn. We're being born again. And when a child is in a mother's stomach, in a mother's womb, so there's something called the fetal position. The fetal position is when the knees are tucked underneath the chin. So the legs are actually above the stomach. You have the head, and then you have over here the knees, and then underneath the stomach. And that's what's happening. The Korban Pesach is an expression of Klal Yisrael being born. Lakachas loy goy mikerev goy. Listen to the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, it's ka'adam shehu shoymet es ha'ubar mimei ha'parah. It's like a person who is removing a young child, an uber, from the stomach of its mother. Lakachas lo goy mikerev goy. We were being born. And that's really what happened. On the night of the Seder, Klal Yisrael was being born. And Klal Yisrael became a nation. And that's when we were in the process of becoming on this night. So I would like to share with you some of the amazing things that there is about Klal Yisrael. And my focus has totally changed. I would like to focus tonight on the Ben HaRosha. Right? I always had a problem with Ben HaRosha. And there are certain parts which sometimes like go at the Ben HaRosha pretty hard. At the Hakeshen of the Mishnah says, blunt his teeth, go hard on the Ben HaRosha. But I have a totally new understanding. And to me, this is a game changer. Understanding what's happening on the night of the Seder. Let's listen to the way that the Torah tells us what the Ben HaRasha is about. What his question is, what's our answer? The Pasuk says, V'hayaki yoymu aleichem b'neichem, when your son will say, this is the Pasuk in Shema Yisperek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chapa. Ma avoyda zois lochem, that's the Rasha. That's exactly the question of the Rasha. But the answer, by the way, is not the same answer that Baal HaGadah gives. V'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem asher pasach al batei b'nei Yisrael. And then we say to him, it's the Karban Pesach. Hashem skipped over the houses. So there's a lot of questions here, my friends. But let me just tell you that the question gets even bigger. Why? Because Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Vayikod al meishtachu, the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael hurt and they bowed down. Why they bowed down? Says Rashi, they bowed down because there was a besuras habanim shoyu lahem, that they had children. They were like excited about children. So this is very strange. Numerous questions. First question is, this Ben is the Ben HaRasha. Why are they getting so excited? Why are they getting so excited? They have a Ben HaRasha. So they were excited. They bowed down because of the Besura on the children. This is the question of the Rasha. Why are you getting so excited? That's question number one. So question number two is that what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to the Ben HaRasha? He asked the question. And the Rasha, we're assuming, is antagonistic, but for sure he's not doing well. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Okay. I got another question, which is, why did the Baal HaGadah not give the answer that the Pasuk gave? Rabbi said, I'm going to give you an awesome answer, an amazing teretz. We're going to go over the questions. I'm telling you a phenomenal yesod, a super important idea. But before we do, the other thing is, why is that the Haggadah is giving such a sharp answer? Okay, my friends, so let's go over again. I want to get these questions. I want to bring you this major yesod from the Shvilei Pinchas from Pinchas Friedman. And the question we asked is as follows. One question is, it says that the Jewish people, they bow down because they heard about their son. Their son is the Ben HaRasha. Why are they getting so excited? That's question number one. Question number two is that, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to the Ben HaRasha? What did Hashem say? Hashem said that, V'amartem, Zevach Pesach Hashem, Asher Pesach HaBatei B'nei Yisrael. It's like, it doesn't like an answer. The Rosh is asking a question. The answer is, oh, Hashem skipped over the houses. What's the answer? Another question is, why did the Baal HaGadah not give the answer that the Pasuk gave us? And why is the Baal HaGadah going so hard? So here it goes, my friends. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Hashem said, V'lachu min hadam. By the Korban Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, take the blood, V'nosnu al shtei hamezuzos, salam ashkef. Place it on the two doorposts and on the lintel, which is on the top, on the top. That's important. Three places you're putting the down, right? Hashem said. And that's going to protect you. Korban Pesach. That's what, the Korban Pesach was, there was the night of Makkos Bechoris. We know what's going on. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu told Kal Yisrael something that Hashem didn't even ask him to say. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'atom loiseitzu ish mi pesach beisoy ad boiker, which means do not go out, do not step out of your door. Hashem didn't say that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's own idea. Why is he saying this? Hashem didn't tell them that. Okay. So let's try to understand. So the Gemara says, why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu told them don't go out? The Gemara says, because this is an idea called Kivan Chinitan Rishus Lamashchis Lahashchis, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, Maal Chamavis is going to be around and he's going to be knocking off Bechorim left and right. And once he has the permission to do that, he's not going to differentiate. So he's not going to be mavchin between tzaddik and rasha. He's not going to differentiate between a tzaddik and a rasha. So be careful. Stay in the house. You need to stay protected. It's dangerous out there. Now this is a very interesting thing. But what does that mean? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, he could do whatever he wants. You have a tzaddik gomer who's walking out. What does that mean that the mashkes is not nitin l'shus l'hashkes? This is something that really needs our explanation. So here we go. Listen to this medrash. The pasuk says, "V'hamayim lehem choyma mimino misvulam." So now I'm skipping ahead. Klal Yisrael is crossing Kriyas Yamsuf. The walls, the water is created columns, and there's these columns, and Klal Yisrael is walking through the walls of water, and they're walking through. The Satan is furious, and the Satan says, "Ribbono shel olam, lo avdu Yisrael avodah zarah b'Mitzrayim." What's going on? These were people of the Zarniks. What are you doing? Miracles for them? Are you doing miracles for them? And the Tsar of the Yam got very upset. And he wanted to drown the Yidden. He was ready to like let all the water collapse on top of the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, and Hashem said, V'chile daitom avdu. You think they did that willingly? They served Avodah Zarah. They didn't do this because they wanted to do it. They did it because they were oppressed. They did it because they were broken. They did it because they were going through terrible tyranny and terrible difficulty. You treat them like you treat the Mitzrim? No way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls him Shoite. Shoite, he calls the Tsar of the Mayim. What are you, fool? Don't you understand these are precious people? They served Avodah Zarah, it's true, but not because they wanted to. Listen to the Gemara in Brachas, my friend. A famous Gemara of Alexandria. After he davened, he said the following thing. Ribbon ha'ilomim. Golivi yodua al-fanecha. You know. You know. We really want to do your will. We want to do what you want us to do. But we're being held back. We can't do, we can't break through. We're in the clutches of the Yetzirah. We can't get out. And this is not what we want to do. And this is the pshat. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shaita Sheba'ilam. Don't you realize they really want to do the right thing? Don't you realize that they're good people? So this will explain the following phenomenon. The Malach Hamavis, the Yetzirah, the Satan, he doesn't see what we're feeling. He doesn't know what we're thinking. He just looks what we're doing. He sees the way we're behaving, and he says it's despicable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's inside. He could see what we're about, what our feelings, what are the things that we really want. And this is the pshat. It says the pasuk, "Ve'esa eschem al kanfei nisharim." Hashem says, "I will carry the Jewish people." Like on the wings of eagles. And it's very famous what Rashi says. What is the idea of carrying them on the wings of eagles? Eagles are different than all other birds. All other birds, they carry their young in their claws. But the eagle flies above all other birds. It doesn't have to worry about anyone like getting on top of it. So it can put its young on its back. And it says, if anyone tries shooting, it'll shoot at me, it'll hit me and won't hit my children. What? That's what Hashem says. I'll carry you also on my wings. No one will touch you. What does that mean? Says the Imri Nayam. Says the Kajnitz Magid. Listen up, my friends. Listen to this major Yusai. He says, there's a lot of people are trying to be Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. A lot of people that are trying to poke at Klal Yisrael. They're trying to shoot at us and say, you do this wrong, you do that wrong, you're this bad and that's bad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us because he knows that deep down inside we're good. We're good in there. He knows that we really want to do the right thing. And even when we're not behaving the way we're supposed to, but look at what's inside of Klal Yisrael. Inside, there's something very divine. There's something very unique and very special about us. So now let's try to understand what's happening in the Leil HaSeder. I want you to realize that Kal Yisrael Mitzrayim were not doing well. They weren't. They were doing Avodah Zarah. They were doing all different types of things. They were slipping down to Mamish, the lowest place of the Mem Tes Shari Tumah. They were like sinking. They were like on the brink. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to bring a Korban Pesach. Yomartem Zevach Pesach. Hula Shemesh Pesach Al Bote B'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. What does that mean? It means the following thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is understanding us. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, stay in the house. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, put blood on the two doorposts and on the mashkoif, which the Medrash tells us that it's schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Medrash says, the mashkoif is Avram. Shtei mezuzos is Yitzchak and Yaakov. What is happening? Baal Tanya says, Klal Yisrael, every one of us, has inside of us. We have the features, the characters. We have a connection to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. There's a pintle yid inside of every one of us. And when we put that blood on the doorpost, what we're doing is we are connecting to our forefathers, those great people, and saying that we have inside of us DNA, the greatness that really is inside of every single yid. And we stay in our house. When Moshe Ben says, don't go out, what he means to say is that let's turn inward. Let's not talk about what we're doing. Let's talk about who we are. Let's not talk about what we're doing, because we're not doing great. We're not doing such great things. But our neshama is so pure. It's so holy. It's so holy. And for that reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I know what you're thinking. I know what's going on inside. I know you deserve to be saved. And that's what it means. Nitin Rishus Lamashchis Lahashchis is not Mavchin Ben Tzadik LeRasha, which means that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, all he sees is the way we're behaving, and we are failing, by the way. And if he would see our actions, we deserve to be punished based on our actions, but not based on our soul. Every one of us is really so special. And perhaps this is what happens, my friends. The Ben HaRosha, listen to me so carefully. The Ben HaRosha, he's acting like a Rasha. But you know, he's really a tzaddik. Yeah, a tzaddik. Every one of us is a tzaddik. And that's why there's something that happens, the Leil HaSeder, that we can be happy even with the Ben HaRosha. Because there's a besura, the Kaiso, they bow down. They were happy with the fact that they have a son. We ask the question, what are you happy about? Your son is a Rasha. The answer is, even the Rasha is a tzaddik. Even the Rasha is a tzaddik. And the pasuk that I want to drill into you is v'ameich kulam tzaddikim. And this was nischadish on the night of the Seder. On the Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, ve'ameich kulam tzadikim. And you have a son and he's acting like a Rasha and he might be doing the wrong things. But he's great. And there's hope for him because we know what he has deep inside of him. And for all of us, we were basically all like Rashaim. You know what happened? The Malachim said, Halalo oivde avodah zarah, halalo oivde avodah zarah. The Malachim said, they're just like the Mitzrim. They act like the Mitzrim. What's the difference? Hashem says, you don't understand. They're made from different stock. These are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is a new people. We became a nation. Lakachas legoy mikar of goy. We are not Mitzrim. So my friend, we're going to answer a bunch of questions which we asked and which we want to speak about. We asked the question of what's the answer of the pasuk? What's the Torah's answer? The Russia asks a question. He says, Ma'avoid azoyslochem. We got a Russia. What's our answer to him? Our answer to him is, buddy, you're not a Russia. you think you're a Rasha, but the pasuk says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Pesach al Pesach. We amartem Zevach Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Pesach al Pesach because the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees deep down inside that you are an amazing person. So you might think that you're a Rasha, but you're wrong. We're not going to treat you that way. We're not going to think of you that way. Think of yourself as great. So what was bothering me when I heard this was the Baal HaGadah seems to be going at the Rasha, after Hakashena, which means that you slam him. Sounds like we slam the Rasha. We tell him, we say to the Rasha that if you would have been a Mitzrayim, you would not have been saved. It's almost like we tell him, buddy, you're like worthless. That's what it sounds like, but it's not what it means. Says the Halig of Bnei Yisachar. Listen to this beautiful idea. I saw this in the Haggadah Kimaitzei Shalol Rav. He says the following thing. He says, we tell him, you wouldn't be saved. You wouldn't be saved if you would have acted this way. So hold on, time out. So why were you saved? What are you doing here? Hey, Russia, why are you here today? Says the Bnei Yisachar. Obviously, you've got something going for you if you're still around. So Hashem did save you. So you're obviously not who you think you are. Avhata Hakeshen of maybe doesn't mean that we like bust his teeth. It means we like soften a little bit. Like, you know, you don't have to be like so angry. You don't have to be like so harsh. You're good. You're good. You're good. Hashem respects you. Hashem loves you. Every single one of us. And I think that we have to try to appreciate, and specifically the Ben HaRasha. This is what I'm doing on this day because, you know, a lot of times in my life, I feel like I'm not doing great. I'm not good enough. But on the Seder night, we have to recognize that we are great and we are special. Listen to this amazing idea. And I think this is maybe my own chiddush. I'm not sure. But the Mishnah, the Haggadah says, afilu kulanu chacham, kulanu nevainim, kulanu yoidim es ha-Torah. Every person is a chacham, he's a nevain, he knows the Torah. Mitzvah leinu lasaper. What does it mean, afilu? What does the Mishnah mean? That going to mean, afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu. I should say, afilu chachamim, kulanu nevainim, kulanu yoidim. What does it say, afilu? But it should say, afilu chachamim, nevainim, yodei satar. What does it say, afilu kulanu chachamim? What does it say, afilu kulanu chachamim? Just say, afilu chachamim. What does it mean, afilu kulanu chachamim? I think that the pshat is on the night of the Seder, we are kulanu chachamim. We are kulanu nevainim. We're all chachamim. We are all that way. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, go leave your dua lefenecha, that it is ritzoneinu lasos ritzoneinu. We know the truth. We know who we are. Kulanu chachamim. We're all chachamim. We're all the ben hachacham. We might not recognize that. We might not realize that sometimes. But on the night of the Seder, we have to try to recreate ourselves. The Mishnah tells us that Nisan is a time for Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk tells us, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem rosh chadashim." What does that mean? Rabbi Ephraim Weizmann said a beautiful daher. He said, "Hachodesh hazeh lochem means this is a time for you to be mechadesh yourself. It's a time to redefine yourself, to reassess yourself, to realize that you are a chacham. Every one of us." The Maral says something amazing. Says the Maral, "Why do we wear a kittel?" Says the Maral, "Listen to this amazing part." The Maral says that we're like kohen gadol. Doing the avoida, the seder is the avoida. We do. It's called an avoida. And every one of us is the kohen gadol. Holy smokes, my friends! Every person putting on a kittel. I want you to, when you put on that kittel, think about yourself and say, "I am the kohen gadol. I'm the gadol hadar. I'm a chacham. I'm a navan. I'm an important person. I want to redefine myself." And I want to recreate my identity. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. And that's what we have to do. We have to reassess who we are. We have to make, we have to leave go of the assumptions of what we've done in the past and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects us. He'll carry us on the wings of eagles. And anyone that says, what do you mean, this person, look what he did, look what he saw, look what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know what he really wants. I will protect them. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. So my friends, there's two major ideas which we decided to discuss so far. The first thing we discussed about, as we spoke about, the Leil HaSeder is the 15-step process of what happens where we go from being an animal, of being like Adama, to being Adama. We end up being like the Talmud Chacham, because the Talmud Chacham is right to eat basar. So we eat basar at the end of the Seder to show this idea of how important we are. And that's the 15 milos that we speak about. And it's also the 15 steps of the Seder, of Kadesh Urchatz Karpas. And it's also the idea we spoke about, that the Yoreach takes 15 days for it to get to its full, to be able to get to its fullest. And Tesva of Nisan is 15. Yachol Merish Chodesh, it's 15-day process. And we can do it in like this warp speed on the night of the Seder. We just have to learn to be in touch with who we are, with what are our feelings, what are the things that we really want. Listen to this amazing thing I saw brought down. That is that when the Yidden brought the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, so, you know, the king of Klal Yisrael had to bring a Korban Pesach. The king had to bring a Korban Pesach. And everyone was treated the same. There was no privilege given to the Melech of Malchus Beis David. Was given no privilege over any other Yid that came to bring a Korban Pesach. What's the reason? The reason is because every single one of us is a king on Pesach. We're all kings. We're all treated like royalty. The reason why the Korban Pesach can't have any breaks in it is because every person is royalty. Royalty doesn't wear, they don't eat scraps or broken bones and food like that. Every one of us is considered to be like a chacham. And this is the idea that every one of us is considered to be precious. Every one of us is considered to be important. And this idea is part of the idea of matzah, which is that when the question that we ask by the Manish Tana, we ask, chametz u'matzah, which is, you know, chametz is like, is that, is we know chametz is the Eitz Hara, and we try to get to matzah eventually, right? Halayla azeh kulay matzah. This night, it's all matzah, my friends. Tonight is the night that every person is in touch, that even the things that he does that are wrong is not me. That's not who I am. And a person has to redefine, create his identity. Listen to this interesting remez. We know that during the month of Tishrei, we avoid nuts, egois. All the way, some of us, even through Sukkos, we avoid egois. But on Pesach, one of the ingredients that we have in the charoisis is egois. We actually are machalkin egois ukloim. It says you're supposed to give out nuts on the night of the Seder to children. Nuts, but that's sin. Yeah, yeah, even the Russia. Yeah. We know that whatever it is, it's not really us. So my friends, I think that there's a lot that can happen on the night of the Seder. And I know I'm talking to, and I know that we've struggled, and I know that we do struggle with a lot of different things. It's important for us on the night of the Seder for us to try to feel that we are special, holy, unique, Am HaNivchar, to feel that, believe that. And it's not about the way that we act. It's something that's so much deeper than that. Klal Yisrael was, and there's something about Pesach. It's interesting because Pesach is called Shabbos. Mimocharas HaShabbos Tisbru Chamis Yom Yom. Pesach is called Shabbos. But it's strange because Pesach is not Shabbos, it's a Moed. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Listen to this amazing idea. I heard this from Nata Schiller. It'll help us a little bit to understand what Pesach is. And with this, we'll close with these, I think, very powerful ideas. You know, that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov. Shabbos is called Kvi V'Kaima. That means that Shabbos comes whether or not we're ready for it or not ready. We're not Mekaddish the Shabbos, by the way. We don't make Shabbos. We say make Kiddush on Friday night, but you don't make Kiddush, it's still Shabbos. You know, comes Shkia and boom, it's Shabbos. You know what I mean? It's not like that with Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Bezdin has to be Mekaddish the Chodesh. It depends on Klal Yisrael to do that. That's why you say Mekaddish Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Klal Yisrael is Mekaddish v'Zmanim. It doesn't say Mekaddish HaShabbos v'Yisrael. It says Mekaddish HaShabbos is because Shabbos does it. Hashem does. Hashem is Mekaddish HaShabbos. But by Yom Tov, it's Mekaddish. In other words, Yom Tov is like, it comes from our Avoida. Yom Tov comes from our engagement, our involvement. But why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because Pesach is his Irusa de la'ila. Pesach is something that a person gets inspired, not because of his engagement, his involvement, because of his participation. Somehow Pesach is like a magnet. We're drawn to the Seder. You know, people that are so far from Yiddishkeit, somehow they have a Seder. You know, I was one time in Vermont and I was looking to find a washing cup for my wife. Many of you know that my wife collects washing cups, and I was away from my wife and I always try to find something like a washing cup. So I found someone who does glass blowing. He blows glass. So I asked him if he could make for me like a washing cup. He didn't know what a washing cup is. So he had a computer there. I was able to, you know, show him a picture from the internet. And he made me a washing cup. And in the past, he told me, by the way, I'm Jewish, he told me. And he said, the only thing I do is the Seder. It's the only thing I do. Now, the guy there was no way for me to know he was Jewish. He lives in Vermont in the middle of nowhere. But somehow he the Seder is like, you can't keep away. You know why? Because there's something inside of us, there's a pintaliyah, there's something in our neshama that draws us to ruchnias. And at the end of the day, we do want to do the right thing. We are dehaven, holy, special, unique. We are tamidei chachamim, we are chachamim, nevoinim. We are yodei satorah. We know what we're supposed to do. That is why Pesach is called Shabbos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this bolt of ruchnias that somehow we feel like we need to participate in the Seder. It doesn't make a difference how far we've drifted. It doesn't make a difference how hard it's been for us to do the right thing. On Pesach, we're there. So that's the Rasha. The Rasha is asking questions, says Rav Shlomo Hyman. Rasha, he's still searching. He might be saying the wrong things, but he wants to know an answer. The Rasha is, he's frustrated because he has a hard time like understanding, but he wants to know. He's asking questions. That's the simcha that we have. Yisrael, afal pi shechata Yisrael, no matter how far away we've wandered, we're coming back. And Pesach, we're all participants. We all belong at the Seder. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every one of us. This, I think, is the yisoid, the most important yisoid of the Seder. And this is something which I would like everyone to try to focus on. Try to get in touch. Try to be able to get close, because you never know what could happen on the night of the Seder. It's amazing that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us gifts. You know that there's an Afikomen, and that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Afikomen, and the person that gets gifts. Nisan also is a time of Tshuva Mehava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Dilog. Dilog is that you kind of like, you could jump. There's Kadesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring, Kedusha can come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Shefav Bracha, which means that there's like, there's an abundance of extra, and a person should try to take the Seder seriously. Start with Bedikas Chametz. Listen, my friends, you know the Chassam Sofer did Bedikas Chametz himself? He did. The Chassam Sofer got into his hands and knees, was checking under the bed. The Chassam Sofer, who had like plenty of other people can do it, he did it himself. You know, Hashem took us out himself. Anivaloi malach, anivaloi shliach. We can do bedikas chametz, anivaloi malach, anivaloi shliach. So let's do some bedikas chametz. Let's prepare, at least let's try to cleanse ourselves. Let's try to prepare ourselves for the Seder. And Beis Hashem will be zoicha. To have the fifth cup, we'll have four cups. We know that. We're waiting for the fifth cup. The cup of Eliyahu. We're waiting to drink that cup. You know, last year, there was a lot of hype about Mashiach. A lot of hype. And I remember it was time to open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. I had a bunch of bachurim and my kids. And we were singing Eliyahu HaNavi. And we went to the door. And we were singing. We were like, we were so ready. I remember we opened the door. And Eliyahu wasn't there. And I remember one of my kids, he went out to look for Eliyahu. Like, we were so ready. You know, after all the craziness that we were going through, we were like, okay, it's going to come. Mashiach's going to be here this year. And my kids were like, where is he? We were so, like, ready. It was a little bit of a downer. But everybody said we have a few days to elevate ourselves. Believe that we are roy for Mashiach to come. And it's a type of thing that we can do. We can do it if we take the Seder seriously. We can go from being like, you know, like acting like ways that we're not supposed to. And we could change. HaChodesh hazeh lachem. HaChidesh hazeh lachem. Change ourselves. Change what we believe in ourselves. The way that we assume, our assumptions, our preconceived notions are who we are. We have the ability to become great. We have the ability to bring Mashiach. We should be zoicha. Beis Hashem, Shana Haba, Yerushalayim HaBinuya. I want to thank everyone for joining us. This is what my thoughts about the Seder. This is something which is, wow, I'm going to take it with me. I've been like, riding on this, like riding on a cloud. And these are the thoughts that I think are very important.